is Kathleen Lingley interviewing Mr. Edward Granville. What is your full name?
Edward Wallace Granville.
And when and where were you born?
I was born in Halifax.
Okay.
Grew up in Bedford.
Okay. Yeah. Did your parents work outside the home?
Only my father. My father was a doctor out in Bedford, and he moved back into the city.
Okay. Mm. And did you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one sister who was older than I, and four younger brothers.
Oh, wow. Quite a few of you.
I'm very close in age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did any of your brothers attend St. Mary's as well, or?
They all did, but mostly just a high school. One of them graduated from here.
Okay. And when did you attend St. Mary's?
I attended the old high school on Windsor Street, 1936 to 1939.
And then, did you attend the college or just the high school?
Pardon me?
Did you attend the college or just the high school?
No, I just the high school.
Just the high school? Okay. What made you choose St. Mary's?
First of all, it was a Catholic school in those days. Mm-hmm. And I was a Catholic, and there was no high school out in Bedford. And my father had gone here, and his brothers, and... I think that's all the main reason, but another reason is that I would have had to pay to go to high school in Halifax, I would have to pay the Halifax board anyhow, so I did. I used to be $60 a year.
Oh, that's quite a change, eh?
Yeah.
When did your father attend St. Mary's?
I might be able to calculate it backwards. It'd be in the... he graduated from Dalhousie in 1922, I think, and that's 4 years. And he did a year freshman at St. Mary's, and then 3 years of high school. So that's 8 years in all. So it would be from 22 minus 8 is 14, 1914 to...
Okay.
To 4 years, 1918.
Okay. Wow. Do you remember who your professors were? Like, could you tell me something about the different professors you had?
Well, it was conducted then by the Irish Christian Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember every one of them, I think. Yeah. There's Brother Lyons. There's high school teachers. Brother Lyons, Brother Keogh, Brother King, Brother Regan, and then the late teachers were Mr. Jack Lynch, Mr. Burlington, I think his name is Burlington. They taught mostly science and math.
Okay.
Hmm. And that's as far as I can remember.
What makes them stand out in your mind? Do you remember any stories about them in the classroom or anything?
Well, they were very good teachers, I must say. They, they used to play soccer outfield with us, and but I didn't take much part in any of the extracurriculars because I had to commute to go in and out, and I had to go when the bus went.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in Bedford all the time. I can't remember anything except the general business about they were strict. And they had a lot of corny humor, and I can't remember. I taught myself, so I taught for about 30 years myself, so I know what you're apt to do.
Was there a dress code at St. Mary's?
Not then.
No.
There was later on. There was a dress code when I taught here. Not in 36 to 39. The Jesuits came in 40, and I left. Think they. I don't know how many years they were here. There were some Jesuits that. Well, there's a Catholic chaplain here is a Jesuit, right now. But and there were they also taught the university section. Taught until they reached retirement age, and then some of them taught single courses. Year or so after that, just until they filled the gaps.
Do you remember any other high school rules?
No, I don't think there's anything notable. My brothers used to hit us a lot. That was before the provinces had any. They hit us when I remember. Oh, brother! One thing I remember about Brother King, he taught us Latin, and every time you missed something in Latin, he had the thing he called wang whack a chew, and it was a bamboo rod. Didn't hurt at all. Stung a bit, but didn't hurt. Every time you missed an oral question, he'd give you a whack over the hands, and. It was a big joke, you know. I remember once he said somebody missed on. I don't imagine you ever took Latin, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, well, there's some Latin nouns that looked as if they were feminine, but like nauta, which means it was a sailor, and it looked as if it was but it was masculine. And it had to have modified by an adjective, which would have a termination, not an A, but a US. So we used to, and then he'd ask us to decline this, you know, run it through the various cases. And he once told us, write it on the board with left hand and the right hand and singing at the same time. So we said, oh, go ahead, do it, brother. He said he'd do it, I'll do it over the weekend. But he practiced over the weekend. So on Monday, he did it on the board like
oh
this.
My sing, gosh.
And he's a good singer. Yeah, he was Newfoundlander. What did you ask me?
Oh, I just asked you if there was any college or high school rules.
No, I don't think it, you know, except we were supposed to be on the job doing our work, and when I came over here, you said 10 o'clock, so I made sure I got here about 5 too, because those are the same anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what major historical events occurred while you were at St. Mary's High School?
If there were any, I didn't know about them because, I and Archbishop James Hayes, we were the two youngest. He was younger than I, he was 20 days younger than I. But we started grade 9 at 12 years old.
Oh my goodness.
And then finished at 15. Now he graduated from university here. He was later the chancellor. What was that question again?
What major historical event?
I can't remember anything. Yeah. If there was an historical event, trying to think of anything that happened athletically. Those are the ones that we would notice when we were kids. It was all boys' school, of course, then. And the brothers were interested in sport, and they were good. They were still kept good at sports. No, I think that's I don't think I can help you on that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, were you responsible for paying your tuition at St. Mary's High School?
No, my parents didn't.
Your parents didn't?
No.
Okay. Did you have any part-time jobs while at school or in the summer?
Not at that age. No. I did later when I was going to university.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would have been quite young.
Yeah. And,
okay.
And this was during the Depression, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And work that young fellows might be doing, older men were doing. You know, things like selling newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
That was done by older men. Or in those days, they used to deliver from grocery stores, and they would do it on bicycle. It would be an older man who would do it. So no, those were I don't know of anybody my age or even a bit older who worked then. It's only when the war started that the Depression really started vanishing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what it was like in the city. Maybe they could get jobs in the city.
Okay. Mm. Now, were there a lot of other young boys that would come in from Bedford and other places like that?
We had a little, there were sort of cliques came from Bedford on the way in.
Okay.
And you'd have some come from Dartmouth.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd eat our lunch either in with the resident students, or we would eat them in the... have our own lunch, and we go to one of the sort of kinds of restaurants they had at those days. They didn't mind us coming in.
Okay.
So I'd say there probably about we've been 10 or 15 of us.
Okay. What would have been a local hangout for you boys? You mentioned restaurants that
you
go to.
Well, there was one that used to be Russell's, where the on the corner of more or less on the corner of Windsor Street and Wimple Road. It's no longer exists. It was the, I suppose it was the biggest high rise there was. And at the bottom was a restaurant, and it's been leveled. It had about five or six stories, which was, Halifax was a city of ordinary homes when I grew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you remember about this Russell's place? Would everyone go over there after a hockey game or?
I don't know what they did after school.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, because you'd be on the bus, right?
I'd be on the bus, yeah.
What recreation facilities were there on campus?
Well, we had a football field. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it was handball courts. Handball was very... and we had tennis courts, and we had a rink, which was undersized. Used to call it the Roar Room. And it was a natural ice.
Mm-hmm.
And and there are pool tables and stuff like that.
Oh, in the school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was one pool table.
What can you tell me about the non-Catholic students at the high school? Were there a number of them?
Yes, there were. There weren't many. There might be, in a classroom, you might have two non-Catholic students.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that came in from Bedford were mostly non-Catholic. They were friends of mine. And I... One just died the other day. Had been formerly a mayor, and I didn't remember that he had Gordon Lowe. He had been a mayor of Kentville a long way back. He was older than I, but he was behind me in school.
How often would you boys attend services at the chapel? The chapel on campus?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what the arrangement was there. I know that I used to visit the chapel every day,
mm-hmm.
I personally, but there was nothing like that for the day students.
Okay, just for the boarders.
Yeah.
Okay. What impact do you think the Catholic administration had on your high school experiences at St. Mary's?
Well. I would probably would not be a priest if it hadn't been for them. At first I had thought about being a brother, and they told me that That's the main. In fact, I admired them and I loved them, and I thought it's humorously, you know, they were rough. That's why they were back in Ireland. I remember one fellow like this, Brother Keo. He took the tallest. They were a little bit ruckus in grade 11, and he got the tallest one in the class. And he started up like this to swing like this, and then I hauled off and hit him with this one. You don't get much punch when you just swing like that. It's more thick than the ones that do damage. But it impressed us. But I'd say they made us appreciate getting on an education. I didn't need that. My parents were all for it. And I wanted to be a brother in grade 10, and they kind of turned me down. I had TB when my aunt died of it, and both my parents had it, an incipient TB, so they said they wouldn't be able to stand the life. Hmm. So I ended up doing the same sort of thing as a Jesuit. I was going through the... I was refused in the Jesuits the first on that score too.
Yeah, oh, really?
The first time, and then my father sent me to six other doctors. So they said I might have had that, but I had compensating qualities.
Well, I'd say. I've read about annual retreats. What can you tell me about them?
Well, we had no experience of it. We day students.
Okay.
And I don't know whether they had them in the brothers' times at all. And I can't remember when I taught at St. Mary's. I taught at St. Mary's the first time they moved in the McNally building, the first year.
Oh, wow. In the high school?
Yeah, in high school. The whole thing, you know, high school and university first, art division, we all came down there. And that was fun that year. That was, we were teaching classes when it wasn't finished.
Oh my goodness.
You know, and doors wouldn't be on classes, no windows would be in place, scaffolding would be outside, and fellow would be polishing off terrazzo tiling, floor up with a polisher when you had to scream louder than it. So, but the retreats, annual retreats, I don't know. I can't remember. We were so busy and working on difficult conditions. I know they had some kind of retreat under the Jesuits,
okay.
But I didn't. When I was coming through as a student, I'm not aware of any.
What's the transition like to be a student at Windsor Street and then a teacher here on Roby Street campus?
Well, it was quite a difference, of course. And Halifax had changed so much. See, I came back, I entered the Jesuits in 1943, and I came back here in 1951. So 8 years, Halifax has changed. Mm-hmm. You know, you start getting some high-rise structures. And I was just so concerned about what I had to do, and that I wasn't aware of anything except having to work. And we had to live in the old building at Windsor Street before we moved on. And for a summer up there, but I don't remember too much about that.
Now, when everyone moved over from Windsor Street, did they keep some of the labs open at Windsor Street?
Yes, they did. For half a year. Yeah, for Father Jim Murphy. I only know that from him. I didn't realize that he was doing that. And that's the fact. The labs weren't finished down here. They had them, eventually they had built them down in the basement of McNally Building. I guess others have told you that.
Yeah.
How
did St. Mary's being a small campus affect the atmosphere at the school? Were you a close-knit group of young men on Windsor Street?
I think there were particularly I think they were the ones who came from Halifax. The rest of us were less, we're a little bit on the outside, the ones that were commuting. Mm-hmm. And commuting 1935-6 wasn't as easy as it was nowadays.
Certainly, no. Oh, yeah.
So they gave the impression, and a lot of them had gone to school together before they even came here. Mm-hmm. They mostly came from what were then, for all practical purposes, separate schools, you know, from St. Thomas Aquinas, College Street, Oxford Street School, and stuff like that. They were pretty close to it.
Did the brothers promote student involvement in athletics and societies in that?
Well, I don't know how many, I was telling you over the phone, I don't know how many societies there were. We had one thing, I've since thought, but it was just a question of trying to support the missions. We had a mission crusade, students, Catholic mission crusade or something like this, but it amounted to having a closet for chocolate, selling chocolate bars and things like that. So we had a wonderful person who used to do that, but Father Joe Mills. He wasn't a priest then, he was just before he went to the seminary. But what was that question? Did the brothers, did they promote athletics? Oh yes, they promoted athletics. And they were interested in them themselves. And they, the way the brothers, in their formation, they used to, even before they had, I think all of our brothers had university degrees, but they would start teaching after about 2 years novitiate. Mm-hmm. And they might not have a university degree at all. So they would keep they would start playing with the kids right all the way along. So that's the way they brought, every now and then you'd have one of the brothers that challenge you to a pool game, or particularly they were very good at handball. And do you know handball?
I've never played it. No,
there is an Olympic sport called handball, but that's not what this was. This was more like what's that thing? It's like a tennis racket, but
squash.
It's more like a squash court, but the back was not in there. The back was open, but it is three courts, and the brothers were very good at that. Even the brothers that were older, you know, the ones that taught in the university section were all older, and they could still play. But they mostly just watched us, and the high school teachers, several of them would come out and play soccer with us. But we used to play. They used to play English football then, not Canadian football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they never played that, but they watched it, and they seemed to have, their spirit was young enough that they had their local heroes, you know. And so it was by their own interest that they interested us. They didn't, I'm not aware that, I wasn't small, I was tall, but I was very extremely skinny, so I had no way for me to play any contact sports. When I entered the Jesuits, I was 6'3" and I weighed 135 pounds. Well, they wouldn't take me for the first while. I had to. They wouldn't take me until I hit 150.
You had to bulk up.
I had to bulk up. Yeah, yeah. So it didn't work my last summer. I went down to St. Evex for university. I thought I was going to be a doctor. And it was the only place in Atlantic Canada where they had a pre-med course in the Catholic institution. So that's why I went down there. And then it was there I changed my mind. I did 2 years science and then switched over to arts.
What made you change your mind?
Well, I felt called to it. I had two brothers did the same thing. Hmm. And so that all of us went to St. Mary's, and all the boys went to St. Mary's, and all the boys went to St. Evex. And Only three of the five brothers got degrees from St. Evex. One brother came back here and got a degree from St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. And another brother entered the Jesuits the same as I, without a degree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you remember about the Ladies' Auxiliary? Was that established when you were at the college?
Yes, it was. The ones who know more, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
The ones who know more about that are those on staff, of course. But it was still functioning when I came here as a student, as a teacher. We used to call them Ladies' Artillery. They did a lot of things they would, if there was a tea or something, I think they made themselves responsible for that. But a lot of it meant that they looked after mending our clothing. I didn't know at all about it when I was a student here at on Windsor Street. That's about all I can say on it. I was only vaguely aware of some of the oldest names, like this Russell's that I mentioned there, at a sort of restaurant, and they had this high-rise structure. Mrs. Russell used to be on the Ladies' Auxiliary, I remember that. And then a Mrs. Klein. That's all I know about it. I never thought I'd get asked that.
I surprised you. Now, could you walk me through the college building, kind of give me an idea of what it was like?
The Windsor Street place?
Yeah.
Well, it was very unpretentious. It was, there were parts that were kept for the high school, and then the parts kept for the college. They had an engineering program here too, even then they had Brother Croak. I didn't know him really, but he looked after the engineering mainly. But it was one, let's see, on floor. There was a basement floor. There was a second floor, the ground floor. Then there was a floor above and a floor above that. And it was, everything was all very economically organized. You didn't have much space on corridors. Oh, I know one rule. There's one staircase we weren't supposed to use.
Why was that?
Oh, well, I think it was a question of just traffic organization. I think that maybe the college students were able to use them, but not the high school.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was, inside it was pretty dingy. There were wooden floors. The colors were sort of kind of a green and perhaps fawn colored. No effort at beauty. We had an assembly hall, which they cut in half when they turned half of it into a library. And it was pretty small too, but it seemed huge to us. It was only one building, of course, and you could sort of get a judgment of what it was, more like like the Tower Road. It was not notably bigger than Tower Road, the old Tower Road schoolhouse, which is now, Halifax Grammar School is taking over, yeah.
Do you remember hearing anything about Stirling Castle?
Stirling Castle.
Yeah, I think it might have been torn down by the time you were there. It would have been a residence.
Was it supposed to be on the?
Yeah, on the campus.
No, it wasn't on there when I was there.
Okay. Were girls ever on campus?
Well, they came watch football games. That's about all.
Okay. No purpose.
Yeah, but they weren't not students at all. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and. What effect do you think the education offered at St. Mary's had on your life?
Well, as I say, it's the first thing that made me oriented towards being a priest and towards being a teacher. And they were very Catholic, and it helped me in that way too. It helped me in my own teaching, you know. But I don't know much else other than that. You're not very philosophical about things when you're 12 to 15.
That's true. What do you see as your connection to St. Mary's now?
Well, particularly since I taught here as well as attended here, then there was a period when our Regis College was a period when in Toronto that we were affiliated with St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
And we got our degrees from here. And I notice now that in any stuff they have for me, they tell me, they want to tell me where I, they just talk about our I being a high school student, there's nothing about my having taught here, and there is nothing about our getting a degree from here, but there is some notation indicating that there's something there, but there's no sign of the degree at all. Mm-hmm. Because I think that would be the fault. We didn't have any residency